Listener Production.
Home ownership dominates the federal election campaign trail. The US president speaks following the latest mass shooting in the states, and the Big Bird bandits learn their fates. Hi, it's Dan Flegg here with your news briefing. The Prime Minister's been fielding questions about his government's new first home buyer scheme. It would allow those keen to get into the market with a 5% deposit to access up to 40% of their super to help buy a place, provided the amount's returned once the home is sold. Scott Morrison says it's a great way for young people to stop relying on the bank of mum and dad to get into the markets.
What this does is ensures that you don't need to go and knock on that door. You can go and knock on your own door. You can go and get access to your own money.
Meantime, the PM's defended when Labor was brought into the loop on the AUKUS agreement. Details on the partnership were only revealed to the opposition the day before it was made public last year, with Scott Morrison today saying it was too risky to give the opposition sensitive info before things were finalised. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese made an allegation about the PM over the texts that surfaced following the French sub deal as a result. Take a listen.
What I haven't done is ever release private text messages between people, let alone between leaders of other countries, which this Prime Minister quite clearly has done.
A special task force has been announced in New South Wales to de-escalate a gang war that's seen 13 people die in just 18 months. The state's Assistant Commissioner Mick Fitzgerald says they'll work to find any links between previous fatal shootings, along with the importation of drugs and firearms.
Our mission is to stop the shootings and to arrest and bring those people to justice who are involved in the distribution and importation of prohibited drugs that we believe is the catalyst for these murders.
There's already been 550 rapid damage assessments across Queensland as the latest flood devastation there becomes clear. Two people are still missing. Looking overseas, and the US president's spoken following the latest mass shooting in the country. 10 people have been killed after a gunman opened fire in New York with an 18-year-old suspect in police custody. Joe Biden says things need to change.
The Justice Department has stated publicly that is investigating the matter as a hate crime, racially motivated act of white supremacy and violent extremism. As they do, we must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America.
Back home, and the so-called Big Bird bandits have escaped jail time. The trio handed 2-year good behaviour bonds for stealing a costume of the beloved Sesame Street character from an Adelaide circus last year. Starting with NRL, and the Bulldogs are on the hunt for a new head coach. Trent Barrett stepped down after 18 months in the gig following a tough start to the 2022 season, bagging just 2 wins. Still on footy, and Knights star Edric Lee's heading to the Dolphins. The wingers signed a 2-year deal starting next season. To AFL, and not much can stop the unbeaten Ds right now, but they do have some concerns to come from their 74-point win over West Coast. Cade Chandler's facing suspension for a tackle that concussed Luke Foley, while James Harms came off with a hamstring injury. Coach Simon Goodwood says it appears it's only minor.
Yeah, he's just got some tightness. You know, we assessed him, he was really tight. You know, he'll have to get a scan on that, but we're hopeful that he'll be okay.
Meantime, the Tigers have announced plans to contest the one-match suspension handed to Marlon Pickett at the AFL Tribunal for careless conduct. And Aussie football star Sam Kerr's done it again, the Matildas superstar scoring twice to help Chelsea beat Man City 3-2 in the Women's FA Cup final this morning. Kerr bagged a double in last year's final as well.
Listener.